Welcome to Bold Talk Radio. I am your host, Pat Williams. Thank you guys for listening in on today's podcast show. And it's the holiday season. I kind of want to take some topics a little more lighthearted. Hopefully you guys had an opportunity to listen to the last podcast where we were talking about the Cardi B and Offset marital situation. But there's a lot going on right now in the hip hop world because today is literally December 18th, 2018. And it's exactly 1:10 a.m. in the morning, and I'm up and just trying to work formats out for the upcoming shows. And I says, okay, I've got to do this because I just found out on the Hot Hip Hop Wire that apparently R&B singer Jacquees has just issued an apology for a statement that he made recently, I think within the last 7 days, last week, that he was the king of R&B. He jumped on social media and says, listen, I'm the king of R&B. But he did qualify it and say, I'm the king of R&B for this generation. So he did kind of put a qualification to that. But I can tell you guys, people have been going bananas on social media about Jacquees' claim to fame of being the R&B king. And whereas some people may say, oh, yeah, of course, surely he just, you know, he can't be serious. But it, according to this report that just literally, I just saw a post on this hip hop newswire that Jacquees just issued an apology about it. So, you know, stuff happens very fast in the world of social media and you know, entertainers, you know, they're up late and, you know, doing things overnight and, you know, having after parties and in studio and stuff. So a lot of times you guys really want to, you know, catch the hot off the press news. I mean, it's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning is always a good opportunity to do that. So yeah, so looks like Jacquees just issued an apology, and specifically he issued this apology to Mr. Keith Sweat. Now, let me kind of give some of you guys a little background on the controversy of this. As I just mentioned, Jacquees, young man, I think he's about 24 years old. I know he's from Decatur, Georgia. He's had, you know, some very good success. He's under the Cash Money Records label, which is by Birdman, you know, headed up by Birdman and, you know, also called Baby, not to be confused with Babyface, right? But this is Baby, aka Birdman, who has just been a very prolific, rap producer for, I mean, definitely Cash Money Records is going back 20 plus years now. And Cash Money Records has been responsible for the careers of Lil Wayne, Rich Homie Quan? Hopefully I'm saying it right. Hopefully I don't have that reverse. I think it's Rich Homie Quan. So, I mean, Cash Money's been out there, y'all, putting in the work for a mighty, mighty long time. And just on the personal tip, a lot of people may or may not know that Top Banana, which is, you know, Baby, aka Birdman, he's actually the paramour and the fiance to the legendary and iconic Miss Toni Braxton. And if my memory still serves me well, I think that they are still together right now. And I understand that they're still in that engagement period where they are betrothed, to use the old English term for that. So anyway, just a little background on the record label he comes from. Very prominent, very prolific, very successful record company that Jacquees is actually signed on to. He's had his own success. I understand he had a very big hit song called B.E.D. I'm not too familiar with that, but I understand that's one of his songs. I do know that he also is getting a lot of buzz for doing a remix of British singer Ella May. Song Trip. I like that song a lot. You know, tripping on you, tripping on you. I love that song. So he did a remix version, and it's kind of like the guy version of it, you know. And he's like, "You're tripping on me," you know. It's kind of cool, you know. It kind of reminded me of a throwback when I was, you know, coming up back in the day, and Michael Jackson's song "Billie Jean," you know, everybody knows that. That's Michael Jackson. That was like one of his signature hits, if not the signature hit of Michael Jackson's solo career, you know, sans being with his brothers, Jackson 5 and the Jacksons. But you guys may remember, some of you guys who were, you know, a little bit dated like me, you guys may remember there was like a woman who kind of did like her version of Billie Jean. It was like, "I'm Billie Jean and I'm your lover," you know. It was something like that. So Jacques kind of did a guy remix answer, you know, call and response version to Ella Mai's "Trip." That's getting a lot of hot play right now on radio, and, you know, and kids are, you know, definitely downloading, uploading, whatever they're doing, whatever you want to call it now, right? So anyway, that song is pretty big right now, and it's big just the fact that it's Ella Mai's song, but his remix is just as big because he did his version, the guy version of it, on the song "Trip." So I think with all of that going on, Jacques decided about a week ago to, you know, plant his flag into to the side of the hill and say, "Look, I'm the king of R&B for this generation." And people are going nuts about it. And it's been about a week, and everyone from Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean, Puff Daddy Combs, Diddy, man, everybody from him to, golly, I mean, Charlamagne, the radio station, the big, you know, New York DJ, Charlamagne, the guy. I mean, everyone's been weighing in on it. Everyone's been weighing in on it. And so a lot of people are very upset that this young man could, you know, speak so bold, you know, giving my podcast a little plug there, but that he could speak so boldly about himself. And a lot of people are just like, "Son, you have not yet arrived yet to stake that claim." Now, here's the deal. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, in the Black community, we don't mess around with our music. Music is our life. Music is our culture. Music is our, like, bread and butter, man. It's our praise. It's our hope and glory, man. Music is so intrinsically, let me get that right, intrinsically a part of our just culture. And I'm not saying that's not true for other cultures. Every culture, music is important to. I mean, if you're going to think about, you know, Celtic music and, you know, the Irish culture, that sort of thing. But when it comes to music, the Black community, we don't fool around with that. So anytime someone is laying a claim to being an R&B king, which, as we know, is the acronym for rhythm and blues, I mean, you better darn well be able to back that claim up, and you better have some real facts, and you better be really, really sure that you can even open and fix your mouth to say it. So, I mean, you've had everyone from celebrities to actors to other musicians to rappers to, you know, even just everyday people who are weighing in on Jacques's, you know, recent claim to fame. And it's just so funny. Like I said, tonight, just moments ago, he issued an apology. And, you know, some people may say, "Well, it's not that serious." But let me show you guys how serious this is. I remember going back maybe about 15 years ago, Whitney Houston, the late, great Whitney Houston, may God rest and bless that child's soul. She was on, I believe it was the Soul Train Awards. And she was, you know, Whitney was, you know, kind of going through her shout outs to, you know, her fans and to all of her, you know, team and entourage, the people who made possible, you know, her career. She gave the shout out to Clive Davis and, you know, her mom and dad. And then she also said, and this went down kind of in the history books for Whitney, and she was like, "Listen, and I want to give a shout out to my husband," because she and Bobby Brown were still married at that point. She referred to her then husband, Bobby Brown, as the king of R&B. And even back then, now keep in mind, y'all, this was well before the social media. Social media was in its infancy. I mean, at that time, people were just still, you know, tooling around on MySpace. And I think Facebook was just learning how to crawl in diapers, right? So there was no such thing as Twitter and, you know, hitting up on the gram. I mean, this was even before the Vine. I mean, the social media was just being birthed. And, but even then, without, you know, the explosion of social media, I mean, that caused a ripple, even for Whitney Houston to refer to Bobby Brown back then as the R&B king. And I mean, the black community, man, we were having a fit about Whitney saying that, even though we're like, hey, we consider you more of an R&B king, you know, than for you to tag that on to Bobby Brown, to your husband. So could you guys imagine if Whitney would have said that statement back then, and we would have had the social media presence that we do now? Oh my God. So that's sort of what this young man Jacques is facing. I mean, it's really, in so many ways, have hurt his career, because I've been, you know, looking at some of the comments on different social media platforms, and people are not playing with him. I mean, they're like, you know, you can't say that you're R&B king, kid. You're like 24 years old. You're still wet behind the ears. You know, you still smell like Similac. Go sit out. But that leads me to say, or put the question out there, well, then who is the king of R&B? Because we know that the late, great Michael Jackson, and guys, let me just stop right here and say, you know, to me, it's just almost unnerving to just think that Michael Jackson is passed on, Whitney Houston has passed on, Prince has passed on, I mean, George Michael has passed on. I mean, these people were so iconic when I was a kid and growing up, and it's like they're all gone, you know. So anyway, you know, Bible says, Lord, teach us to number our days. So remember that, kids, when you're eating your cereal in the morning, you know, number your days, because, I mean, that's just kind of me. Just can't even believe that. But anyway, that leads me to believe, not to digress further, who then is the king of R&B? Now see, to me, this is a loaded and very tricky question anyway. I think everybody can agree that Jacques is not the king of R&B. But then, once you kind of remove this young fella out of the equation, which is not very hard to do, then you have to ask yourself, well, who is really the king of R&B? And then, at what space of time and generation are you looking at that? Because when I think about king of R&B, I'm thinking about several people, but it's almost like one thing I think this kid Jacques hit on the money, you'd almost have to qualify that per generation. So when you do that, I mean, is he the king of R&B for his generation? For, you know, millennials and, you know, young people who were born in, you know, the 90s babies, is he the king of R&B for them? You know, who am I to say that he's not at 45? But then again, I've got people that I want to pinpoint as being the kings of R&B, and my mom and dad would be like, no, those suckers aren't the kings of R&B. I mean, like, case in point, when I was coming up, Keith Sweat. And it's funny because Jacques issued an apology, like, hey, I apologize, you know, I submit the crown to Keith Sweat. But then you got my parents, and they'll say, well, my God, Keith Sweat? No, that crown belongs to Marvin Gaye. Or that crown belongs to Luther Vandross. Or that crown belongs to Smokey Robinson. You know, and so again, when you start thinking about the king of rhythm and blues, who is the true king of rhythm and blues? And do you kind of, I mean, maybe this kid is on to something. Do you kind of have to qualify that based on the generation? Because, I mean, again, I would have to agree with my parents and their generation. I mean, Marvin Gaye, you know, some people say Barry White, Smokey Robinson. I mean, you got some people who even say James Ingram. You know, James Ingram was more poppy, you know, more poppy. But then you've got, you know, guys like, I would even say, Jeffrey Osborne. He was with LTD. I remember my big brothers used to have a picture back in the 70s of LTD on their wall. And some people say, well, who is that? I don't know who LTD is. Yes, y'all do. And I do mean y'all. Yes, y'all know who LTD is. Because you remember that song? Lovers come and lovers go. That's what the people say. Yes, honey. Yes, hunty. That is Jeffrey Osborne. And not just that, I mean, baby, stay with me tonight. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, come on, man. So it's like, okay, you know, who really is? I mean, can you qualify that question down to just one single guy. Can you? I almost think it's impossible. And when I think about it from that standpoint, then maybe this kid Jacques is not too far off. Because I can tell you guys, in my time, okay, being 45 years old, being in my mid-40s now, I can tell you who I would consider the king of R&B would be, or kings of R&B, it definitely would be Keith Sweat. I mean, my God, I mean, come on, y'all. You know, make it last forever. I mean, come on. You know, hey, nobody. I mean, hey, come on. Keith Sweat. He's one of the kings, man. I would even throw in there, I'll Be Sure. I can tell you how I feel about you night and day. You better get off on your own, girl. Come on, y'all. So these are the guys. And of course, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, this brother has broken my heart 10 times over because he's from the shot and he ought to know better. But man, I can't lie. I cannot lie and deny this brother from being part of the discussion of the kings of R&B. R. Kelly. It's Kells. I mean, come on now. You know, step in the name of love, we're gone. I mean, you've got to look at that. My mind keeps telling me no. But my body keeps telling me yes. Come on. I mean, so these are the guys I'm looking at. But then again, if you put that question to my parents and their generation, they're like, no way. None of these guys can compare. They want to see Luther on that list. They want to see Smokey on that list. They want to see Stevie Wonder. Come on now. You know, yes, I got some honey kissing for your lips. I mean, so who can really be the king of R&B? That's my question. And can you streamline that down? I mean, pretty much, people are pretty much sold on the fact that Elvis Presley is the king of rock and roll. Okay, I mean, we can get into all of the discussion and the back and forth and the debate of, there was cultural appropriation, or was he really the king, or Little Richard really the king, or was Chuck Berry, who recently passed, was he really the king? I don't want to get into any of that debate, because the bottom line is, whether we want to or not, the fact is, it's a foregone conclusion at this point that Mr. Elvis Presley is the king of rock and roll. Put a period behind it, stick a fork in it, y'all can fight it out all day about it, but that's the fact. Just like Michael Jackson, the late, great Michael Jackson, I think we're all pretty much sold that MJ is the king of pop. Now, some people want to debate that. So, well, what about Prince? Prince was really the king of pop. I mean, you've got people who want to dispute and debate whether or not Michael Jackson was the king of pop. In my opinion, there's no way that Prince, I mean, I liked a few Prince songs. Don't get me wrong, Prince was super talented. The late, great Prince, he's iconic, he's a legend. I mean, the guy was just, he was just a virtuoso. He really was. I can never take anything away from Prince, but his style of music just wasn't really as much of my forte. I mean, there's a couple of songs, you know, the usual Little Red Corvette, bum, bum, bum. I mean, stuff like that, but I can't say that I was just this hardcore Prince fan, but I definitely was and is, even to this very second of the moment of the hour, a Michael Jackson MJ fan. So, you know, let's put a period behind it. We're all sold on the fact Michael Jackson is the king of pop. We're all sold on the fact, put a period behind it, Elvis Presley is the king of rock and roll. We just lost the great and legendary, iconic Miss Aretha Franklin. Everyone can put a period behind it. Miss Aretha was the queen and will always be the queen of soul. We could try to argue about Whitney. We could try to argue about Patti LaBelle. We could try to argue about Chaka Khan. But I think everybody can pretty much stick a fork in that. Hands down, Aretha is and was and shall always be the queen of soul. Why can't we come to a national, mutual, international, global consensus on who in the world is the king of R&B? Why is that? And could it just really be based on the fact that R&B itself, rhythm and blues, it does change with time? Because I'm speaking right now, I mean, you got some people, man, they will fight you if you don't say that, you know, Eddie Kendrick with the Temptations that you don't say that he was the king of R&B. But then again, you know, Eddie Kendricks, he was maybe the king back in the 60s. Maybe Marvin Gaye was the king back in the 70s. Maybe Stevie was the king back in the 80s, you know? So how do you qualify that? You know, how do you qualify? Maybe R. Kelly was the king back in the 90s? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's the title is shared, you know? Because Luther Vandross, I mean, the late, great Luther Vandross, man, I definitely would want him on my list. So, again, with that being said and done, I don't know if people should give this kid Jacques such a hard time. Because and even though what he said was pretty, pardon my French, pretty ballsy and pretty bodacious and pretty outrageous, but then at the same time, too, maybe he's highlighting a bigger issue, is that you really can't say, hands down, put a period behind it, that any particular guy is the king of R&B unless you do kind of parse that and qualify that based upon the generation. So this kid may not be too far off the mark as we think. With that being said and done, guys, listen, please like us on Facebook. Get over there. Go to Facebook.com/BoldTalk. We want to see you over there. Let us know about your questions, comments. If you've got some show ideas, if you got a business, if you got an event, if you got an upcoming project or product, we want to plug it. We want to put it out there. And we want you guys to just keep on tuning in. We enjoy it. I enjoy it. Trying to really get this, you know, format down to a science so you guys can keep enjoying it and we can grow together. And I just appreciate you just listening in, taking out time in your day. And please always do that. Again, get over to Facebook, like us, love us, share us, make any comments. I don't mind that. You got a topic, more than happy to address it. And thank you again. And so until next time, I am your host, Pat Williams. Thank you for listening to Bold Talk Radio. I'll see you soon. Thank you.